of the moment they've been waiting for here at Lang Park for 35-year-old Arthur Beaton to wear a maroon jersey. Beaton left here very early in his career, but now returns in probably the twilight of his career to lead this Queensland side in the match tonight.
Beaton was a skinny 20-year-old kid from Rome who knew his way around a football field. He went down to the Big Smoke in Sydney and pretty soon found himself mixing it with the Poms wearing the green and gold. Time his Roosters smashed Cheng and his white boots in the 74 grand final, Big Artie was on his way to becoming a rugby league immortal. Meanwhile, down on the New South Wales south coast, young Nick Cronin was learning how to pull beers at his dad's pub in Gerringong, while out on the paddock he was honing the skills that would make him a household name. Quiet, unassuming and supremely talented, he was an ornament to game and a monument to humanity. Classiest centres ever to play the game, and apparently one of the nicest blokes ever to pull on a footy boot. Over the years, Artie and the Crow played for New South Wales together, they played tests for Australia together, and in 1979 they even ended up playing for the Parramatta Eels together. They enjoyed a game of golf and squash together. They were good mates. Then one night in Brisbane, they were wearing different coloured jumpers. Blue and maroon, and nothing was ever the same again.
This is no grand final, this is not a test. No, this is something new, rugby league at its best. State against state, mate against mate. And the moment that Big Artie thumped the Crow, that's what made it great.
Origin was a new thing. Nobody thought it would work. Would the players take it seriously? Would they really put it all in against the blokes that they played alongside week after week? But one person knew it would work. Big Artie got to fulfil a dream that night, marching out onto Lang Park wearing a maroon jumper. He was a Queenslander, and he was home, and him and his mates had something to prove. In the stands, the Northerners were roaring for blood. Too long they'd seen their heroes poached away by the shiny asses down south. Down on the pitch though, all Artie could see was 13 bastards wearing blue jumpers. And he hated bastards in blue jumpers. And when he saw one of those blue jumpers stand in a tackle and try to offload, Big Artie poleaxed him. The Crow went down like a sack of spuds, and all around the state, from Coolangatta to the Isar, from Thargomindah to Cairns, the people roared. Queenslander!
This is no grand final, this is not a test. This is state of origin, rugby league at its best. That's what made it great.
Big Artie has left us now. The Pies took their toll, and that heroic heart finally gave out during a bike ride in the Gold Coast. I bet all the bikes in Queensland rejoiced and quit Cronin about his old mate. There were never any hard feelings. It's a hard game, it has to be played hard. Mick and Arthur even sat next to each other on the plane home after that first game. And now, all these years later, blue and maroon are tribal colours. The cane toads and the cockies in the crowd scream at each other with a passion unmatched by any other contest. This is rugby league. This is the greatest game of all. And on that night, all those years ago, two good mates gave us one of its greatest moments.
This is no grand final. This is not a test. This is state of origin rugby league at its best. State against state. Playing against me. The moment that Big Artie thumped the Crow, that's what made it great. what made it great. When Big Artie thumped the crows, when Big Artie thumped the crows.